jump right in and put the pedal to the floor. Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles continues.
The amount of cars that are produced in the United States seems to be growing. And one company that's leading that force of growing the amount of cars produced here is VW. Mark Gillies joining us from VW to talk about the latest vehicle that was unveiled at the LA Auto Show, shown off for the first time at an auto show in the United States, is built in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it is an addition to the Atlas family. It's the Cross Sport, which is a two-row version. Mark, what was the reaction that you got out of the LA show, taking what is probably one of the best three-row SUVs in the United States and making it into a two-row?
I think the reaction's been really good, actually. I mean, we actually showed the car for the first time down in Chattanooga at the factory, and, you know, the reaction was overwhelmingly positive. And then we went to LA, and again, people really seemed to dig the truck. I mean, I think it's certainly pretty aggressive and bold-looking vehicle. And, you know, it gives a little bit more sort of sportiness to the way the car looks, keeps the stuff that people like about the Atlas and replaces the third row with actually a bit more luggage room behind the second row seats. And, you know, it's pretty big in there. So, it's you know, we're looking forward to it going on sale in the spring. And, you know, I think everybody's hopeful it'll do pretty well.
I think one of the things that always catches a lot of my friends out and I is, you know, we always think we want a third row, but in the vehicles that I own that have third rows, they never actually get put up. They're always folded down because you need that extra space. So it probably makes sense for a lot of people. But you made the back a lot more sexy, sort of gave it that coupe-like swoopiness.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the key things about it, because you want to give it some differentiation on the lot. And obviously, if you don't have a third row, you've got the ability to change the roof line a bit. And like you, I mean, a third row, I'm the kind of person, you know, we all have company vehicles, and I've looked at an Atlas and I'm like, you know, it's too big, but Crossport, you know, makes sense for me, because I do a bit of towing with my old race cars, and, you know, it's got loads of space for tools and wheels and all the, you know, junk that I carry around when I'm going racing, you know, with my old GTI.
I see that some of the things on this are updated from the regular Atlas. So it got a few changes in areas we might eventually see on the Atlas. What was different at the front end from the Atlas?
I mean, if you look at the front end, the grille's different. Obviously, the front bumper's different. The rear bumper's different. It's got LED head and tail lights. The actual bumper treatment is a lot more aggressive, but also the grille's been changed, so it's a bit more modern and sort of, what's the word? The graphics are a bit stronger around the front. And then, you know, in terms of features, you know, we've got some new driver assist features that are available for this car on the first time. Plus, we get things like wireless charging and Wi-Fi ability in the vehicle, which we haven't had before.
I think you've always been a leader at VW in tech. If you look at the whole group, a group as a whole, which includes everything up to Lamborghini and everything in between, you've always sort of been doing advancements in tech, especially in the gauge clusters. I'm one of the first companies to introduce a sort of digital gauge cluster, and that's been quite a success. Is that coming on to, or is that available on the new Crossport?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's digital cockpits available, I think SEL and SEL premium trims, and I think you're going to see that versions of the digital cockpit coming in lower down the ranges on a lot of vehicles, and it, you know, we've already got it on the Jetta, for instance. So I think that's going to be something that, you know, in the next few years is going to be something that comes in across the range, and it's a really good feature. I mean, I'm a traditionalist, and, you know, I like gauges and all that kind of stuff, but it's really nice if you, for instance, can have the navigation displayed between the two gauges like you can on the digital cockpit, because it's just a nice feature. You know, you don't have to take your eyes away from the dashboard and the road ahead of you to see what the navigation's telling you, which I think is a kind of a safety feature as far as I'm concerned these days, and that's a useful feature.
I think a lot of times that it was strange to think that we would put the navigation unit in the front middle between both driver and passenger seats, and that's sort of how it traditionally started to appear in vehicles, because there wasn't much room on the cockpit. But now with the advancements of thin TFT screens and people able to compact a lot of stuff now into a smaller space, with the electronics not being so big and bulky, it ends up that you can actually get all that sort of stuff even on the heads-up display in some of the higher trim vehicles as well, which I think is probably the next stage of that. But this is the modernization of this vehicle, and it's very handsome, and I think it'll do well, is probably just half the story. The other half of the story here is it's really the next evolution of VW offering jobs in the United States and production in the United States, because this is obviously going to be produced in Chattanooga at your factory there, but it's sort of the beginning of a new chapter of the story, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, basically we've invested another $340 million to build the Crossport in Chattanooga. And we've actually also announced that we're investing another $800 million to build the production version of the ID. Cross electric compact SUV there, starting in 2022. So, I think we're around 3,000 jobs down in Chattanooga, all told. It's a really good story. I mean, the factory's great. The town, you know, the interesting thing for me is, you know, when I first joined the company, the town was, you know, on its way back, you could see, but now in the past like 8.5 years, we went down to the Chattanooga Motor Car Festival held downtown after we did the launch of the car to the media in the factory. And, you know, the development is going apace, and it's, you know, a really thriving, beautiful downtown area. It's one of those, you know, sort of slightly underappreciated cities in the States, but it's certainly, you know, way in advance of it was probably 10 years ago. So, you know, that's investment from people like us, also from people like Amazon. But it's not just, you know, Volkswagen makes the investment. When we build a factory, you know, you have to have stamping facilities, you have to have the suppliers move in, so it creates jobs all around.
I think that this being the beginning of this journey, you're also looking at taking the factory to the next level when you bring in some electric production in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And we're actually going to make the batteries at the factory as well. So people will dig electric cars and buy them. I mean, I think in the rest of the world, you know, the legislation in places like China and parts of Europe is going to make electric cars a no-brainer, but in the States, you know, we hope that people really start to appreciate a long-range electric vehicle. I mean, I think, you know, I've been driving an e-Golf, and that one's got a EPA range of 125 miles, and I've been getting like 150 out of it, which is okay. I think if you have 225, 250 miles, I think they become a really viable proposition. And, you know, nice thing about electric cars is they don't need as much servicing. You know, you're not putting gas in there, you're putting electricity in, which, depending on where you live, is a lot cheaper than putting fuel in. You get in the car every morning, it's fully charged, fully loaded, as it were. And I think, you know, once people appreciate those factors and the reduced cost of ownership, the inherent reliability of an EV, I think they'll get, you know, really good traction. And hopefully, you know, it's not, people aren't just buying Teslas because of Tesla, they're buying, you know, that people will be buying electric cars from other manufacturers.
Just to make sure that that it's all evenly spread, I get that too. Well, congratulations on the new Atlas family member, the Crossport. Price, and when can we expect to see it arriving in showrooms?
Arriving in showrooms some point in early March, I guess, is when we're aiming. Price, we said, basically Scott Keogh, who's our CEO, announced that it will start lower than the Atlas. So basically, I think, you know, at that point, I think it's less than 33 grand, I think is what he said. So I think, you know, the full pricing we're not going to announce until the new year, but I think it'll be competitive. I mean, that's what we're aiming to do. I think it's a pretty good package all told. And, you know, I just drove one the other day with the four-cylinder. You know, and you think that the four-cylinder is going to be a penalty box, but actually, you know, it's got a lot of torque, it's quiet, it's smooth. And you know, it's the vehicle feels, you know, a lot lighter on its feet than the size would suggest.
Right. Well, I'll look forward to driving it when the ride and drive comes along. Mark Gillies from VW are looking forward to seeing a brand new Atlas on the road. If you want to see pictures of it, VW is the place to go. They have a great website. Our Auto Expert.
Stay tuned. There's more to come with Nick Miles.